Love for you to weigh in on any of the cases that we talk about. Our phone number is 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to give us your 2 cents on anything we got going on here on the program. Let's go to a call right now.
Hey, my name is Jason. I'm a listener and I'm in Utah. Used to be a Mormon. I think, you know, you talked about just recently Mormonism and the Daybell case and how this sort of thing comes about. You know, it's a really big topic, honestly, because this sort of a story keeps happening, has happened several times when there's a Mormon offshoot that turns deadly. And you've touched on some of the reasons, but quite frankly, in order to become a believing Mormon, you have to believe in some magical thinking. And some very fantastical things happened that began the Mormon Church with Joseph Smith. And it's just, you have to suspend reality in order to become a Mormon. And it's very, it's just another step to believe that the same things happen again. And then to carry that on further, I mean, one of the very first stories in the Book of Mormon is the protagonist, Nephi, killing a guy simply because, you know, God told him to do it. And that story was actually quoted multiple times by Lori Vallow in her story. And this sort of thing has happened several times with offshoots of Mormonism. There's actually a recent, almost epidemic of Mormon spouses killing their spouse. And it's happened, honestly, in the last year.
There has been. There's been some other cases we've been following. James Craig, he was the dentist that slowly poisoned his wife. And then I just started kind of going down the rabbit hole while we were playing that call. And there's been a lot of Mormon murderers. And I'm not saying this to bash that religion by any means, but it is interesting the building blocks that one kind of has and that they go to sometimes to justify what they're doing. Obviously, Lori Daybell was trying to do that very much during her trial, but I know she's not Mormon. She's one of the offshoot type things, but
right,
it was built on her, I think her beliefs were built on Mormonism, and then they went to that offshoot because of some of the ways that they are kind of teed up to have the ability to believe and accept that's different than some other religions. The whole, you know, that people can be prophets, although within Mormonism, they don't believe that. They only believe their current leader is, that he's getting divine messages from beyond, and it must be true. But when you get to some of these offshoots, the leader of the offshoot is usually the one that gets the messages from God, and then it goes down all sorts of horrible paths where you need to have, you know, sex with me, and I need to have sex with all these other women too, because the, you know, Lord has said that. All sorts of things. Arthur Gary Bishop, Mark Hacking, Mark Hoffman, Jody Arias. There's a huge list of people that are very well-known murderers that all kind of started with Mormon. Why?
That's really disturbing.
Why is that? I don't know. I think it's just a matter of what you will believe and take in, and people are always searching for ways to justify bad ideas. And if your religion is literally kind of telling you, here's, you know, what you could do, but you shouldn't, we don't like that, but here's a bunch of stories where we kind of play that out, and some of these people that we look at as being heroes or very big figures in the church have done. So then translating it into real life, I want to be just like Nephite or whatnot, which is something Lori even said in her trial, that we will be like Nephite. Nephite just went and killed somebody in the Book of Mormon because God told him to. There wasn't any real justification for it or reason, but it was just, I heard this voice, this is what I'm supposed to do. And when you start doing what the random voices tell you in your head, and then say, well, it's my religion that has brought it this far, that gets to be very scary territory.
Yeah, that's when you start crossing lines that you wouldn't have crossed before. Again, it comes back to these people are just looking to belong somewhere, and they easily get sucked into this and will believe anything. Mm-hmm. And it's so scary.
Ted Bundy was too.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's news. I didn't know that.
Yeah. 1974, Bundy moved from Seattle to Salt Lake City, where he attended law school and became a Mormon convert. He eventually converted to Hinduism on death row. I would imagine Bundy got into Mormonism because he saw it as an easy target of being able to communicate with people that are already kind of teed up into magical thinking. And, you know, what better place for a narcissist to go in and prey on people, basically.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that opened up an entire new community to him. To basically go forth and do what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. So, interesting call, interesting observation. I have noticed it too. I've noticed it just in the last 6 months covering stories. Like, geez, how many Mormon murderers do we have so far this year? I haven't really done research or tracked, taken tallies on Mormon murderers, prior to this year, but it feels like a high number. Maybe it's just normal and it plays more into some of these crimes than others, but I don't know. It seems like a high number.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hey, if you want to weigh in on anything that we are talking about, it is 888-554-5537. That is our phone number. You can call and share your thoughts on anything. 888-5-KILLER is the number. For Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us.